Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A woman in her 20s is in a critical condition after a single vehicle accident along the Bylong Valley Way. Emergency services were called to the scene after 10 a.m. when reports came through of a car rolling over on its side along the road. The woman was initially trapped in the vehicle before emergency services worked on her evacuation. A spokesperson from New South Wales Ambulance confirmed the occupant sustained serious head injuries and was later airlifted to the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney. The Bylong Valley Way was closed for 31 kilometres, extending to the intersection at the Golden Highway, while Hunter Valley Police conducted their investigations. Officers also brought in forensic experts to understand the cause of the incident, which remains unknown. Motorists are being advised to expect traffic control on Sowerby Street in Musselbrook, as work is underway today. Musselbrook Shire Council has engaged a contractor to construct a new water main. The water service connection to Market Place will be transferred to the new water main. Sowerby Street between Brook and Hill Streets will be closed between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. There'll be no access to the shopping complex during this time. The council has apologised for any inconveniences it may cause. Mayor Rod Scull says maintaining the water system in a good working order is something that must be undertaken as soon as possible.
As they cut in the new water main, and people would have noticed that there was a valve that actually failed. The line is being replaced as of tonight, and the valve failed in that line yesterday.
And a further 4 cases of COVID-19 has been identified in the Upper Hunter regions in the past 24 hours. Of the newly recorded, 3 were located in the Musselbrook LGA and 1 in the Upper Hunter Shire at Scone. It follows after 82 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 were recorded throughout the Hunter New England Health District. The 82 cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 1,768. The other LGAs included Lake Macquarie with 28, 14 in Cessnock, 10 in Tamworth, 9 in Newcastle, 7 in Maitland, 4 in the Mid Coast, and 2 at Port Stephens and Gunnedah. 47 were infectious while in the community, 29 were isolating, and 6 still remain under investigation by health experts. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 496 locally acquired cases.